Farmers Digest Help Hotline. Hey guys, it's Liv here with my first Wellness Digest Health Hotline episode. If you haven't listened to our last episode by Tatum, we're basically doing this little series called the Wellness Digest Health Hotline to answer all of your pressing questions that maybe don't need a huge long episode. So we are both just individually taking some topics and questions that we commonly get asked and giving you the answers. So today's episode, I'm going to talk about what is so bad about drinking coffee on an empty stomach. This is kind of a hot topic lately. It's only something that I learned about maybe like 6 months ago, the effects of drinking coffee on an empty stomach, because I used to be a chronic coffee empty stomach drinker, and I'll tell you a little bit about how my thoughts shifted and how it affected my body. But I think it's a pretty common thing that people wake up in the morning, maybe you have a little bit of water, and then you drink your coffee, one, because of the ritual, which that part I totally understand, but I think that it also gives people a little bit of a boost, and we've just kind of like made it a norm in society to like get up, get your coffee, get going. And I'm going to explain why you really need to have something in your stomach before you're drinking coffee, the effects of coffee on an empty stomach on your hormones, in your digestive system, what you should be having before your coffee, and a little overview of like the quality of coffee you should be getting, because I can't talk about coffee without telling you that the sourcing of your coffee really freaking matters. So let's get into it. A little bit of background on my coffee situation. I have been drinking coffee for 2 years, and 6 months ago, I kind of learned like how coffee was affecting my body, and I learned because I had a little pass out situation where I basically for like a year or so would wake up, drink coffee on an empty stomach, given I was drinking it with like collagen and ghee and an egg yolk, so like it was better than just straight up acidic coffee on an empty stomach. But the reason I drank it was not even because I needed the energy, it was because I loved the feeling that coffee gave me. And some people don't feel affected by coffee at all. Like I feel like Tatum and I have talked about this, and she's like, no, I just like the ritual. For me, coffee gave me like a buzz, like not even jitters, but like a good buzz where I was like, I am focused, I can do my work, I am productive. And if coffee is affecting you to that point where you're like, I feel it, if you can severely feel coffee, that means that your body is not metabolizing it correctly. Anywho, that's a conversation for another day. But how my thoughts shifted is because I had been consistently drinking 2 cups of coffee every morning and wouldn't eat breakfast until like 11 or 12. So technically fasting, but with having coffee. And I had this situation happen where I literally got so dizzy and I passed out. And no, it is not directly because of coffee. It's because what I'll talk about, how drinking coffee on an empty stomach and putting your body into a constant fight or flight mode is really hard on your hormones, to the point where your body just kind of gives up on you like mine did. So not saying that is going to happen to people, but that is just kind of what prompted me to think a little bit more about how coffee and fasting was affecting the stress in my body. So doing some research into it, I'm going to explain to you how it affects your hormones and your digestive system, which are kind of the two biggest pulls to why you need to have food in your stomach before having coffee. So for the hormones, drinking coffee on an empty stomach can create some nervous system dysfunction. Our nervous system is really at the root of everything. It plays into our hormones, it plays into our stress, it plays into how our metabolism can process, our digestive system works. So we want our nervous system to be cool, calm, collected, relaxed, and have proper responses. So we don't want dysfunction. A few ways that it leads to nervous system dysfunction is, one, blood sugar spikes. When you wake up in the morning and you drink coffee right away, it activates your stress hormones, cortisol, which when we wake up, we want to have a little bit of cortisol. That's kind of what gets our body going, what gets our body alert. But when we are chugging a bunch of caffeine, it actually activates it a little bit too much and gets our body used to our blood sugar spiking. So we've had some episodes where we have talked about blood sugar, But blood sugar is basically blood glucose. It is what, if it is stable, it keeps us a happy mood, it keeps our energy levels correct, and it keeps our body relaxed and not inflamed and stressed. But when we are constantly having blood sugar spikes, this can be because of stress, because of imbalanced meals, processed foods, our body's like, hold up, we're a little bit on a roller coaster. Maybe you have those times of extreme energy and then you feel really tired at like 3 p.m. That means your blood sugar is not regulated, and coffee on an empty stomach in the morning creates that blood sugar spike. When we are in a constant state of spiking our blood sugar, it affects our insulin, and we know that when our insulin is off, that can lead to things like diabetes. So you get my point here. We want our blood sugar to be smooth. Coffee on an empty stomach does not provide that for our bodies. I already mentioned cortisol. Cortisol is our stress hormone. And again, we need a little bit of stress in our body. Stress is good. Stress is how we deal with things. It's how we deal with inflammation. But we live in such a chronic state of stress, emotional, mental, physical, inside our bodies with the processed chemicals and whatnot that we put them through. So activating your stress hormone of cortisol by coffee, it's like your body doesn't need another stressor in it, just to be completely honest. The third reason for the hormones is that when we're drinking coffee on an empty stomach, we get into a fight or flight mode. So if you're somebody like me who gets not exactly jittery off coffee, but like you get that like little head buzz, that means that your stress hormones are working, and they're probably working a little bit too much. Some ways to know that you are in a fight or flight mode would be evaluating, are you constantly jittery? Are you somebody who is irritable? Do you get hangry? Do you get energy dips? Do you sometimes feel nauseous upon waking up? When our body is in a fight or flight mode, the best way I can describe this, which I think I've done this before, is getting chased by a bear. Our fight or flight mode is what tells us basically we're safe or you need to run, something's going to attack and kill you. And that's like a very primal response that our body needs, but we don't need it activated in a situation of drinking coffee. Our body cannot differentiate from running from a bear and from being safe, but having something like coffee that really jacks us up. So when we are in fight or flight mode constantly, our body will actually suppress non-essential functions like hormone production. So maybe drinking coffee on an empty stomach for a week or two, maybe even a month, is not going to be absolutely detrimental to your health. But over time, if your hormones are constantly suppressed, they don't know how to conjugate and work properly. And we know that hormonal imbalances are really affecting women these days, whether that is your periods are off or you're experiencing PCOS, endometriosis. We really need to support our hormones, and drinking coffee on an empty stomach just simply doesn't support them. One reason why people are big proponents of caffeine is because caffeine boosts our metabolism, which, yes, we love. That is great. We need boosted, healthy metabolism. But we actually need a fuel source along with coffee, some nutrients, to help our cells absorb the goodness of coffee. So if you want the caffeine boosting benefits for your metabolism when drinking coffee, you need to have food and nutrients with it so your body knows what to do with it. When we are in a phase where we are constantly drinking coffee on an empty stomach, it just ends up damaging our metabolism because of the repetitive cycle of our body going into a stressed out mode. I could literally write a novel about how stress affects our body and how, I know we always say like gut issues are at the root of illness, all of these things, but chronic stress is really at the root of so many health issues, whether it be anxiety, to digestive issues, to leaky gut. So putting our body into an extra added state of stress when the world already provides so much stress for us is just a lot, and eventually our bodies give out on us, and that is when we start to see hormonal imbalances, digestive issues, and chronic illness. So basically, for our hormones, coffee puts us into a fight or flight state. We shoot out too much cortisol, and it causes our hormones to be wonky. That's kind of the first aspect. when I was drinking coffee on an empty stomach, I was being healthy. I was still eating my normal diet, but I had very bad hormonal acne. And I think that was hugely because I was not treating my hormones correctly. And so they were always in a fight or flight state. I was always pushing out cortisol and my hormones were extremely imbalanced. When I was doing this, I also noticed, now looking back, that my periods were not normal at all. Now I have a period every month, like blood's normal, everything is normal. But when I was in this phase of putting my body through a lot of stress, simply through drinking 2 cups of coffee in the morning, and yes, I had other life stressors, obviously, but my periods, like sometimes I wouldn't have one for like a month, and that is like really, really, really not a normal process. So if that doesn't kind of push you towards having a little bit of food in your stomach before you drink your coffee, hopefully the digestive system that I'm about to talk about will help you. So that's how it affects our hormones. Here's how it affects our digestive system. Coffee's acidic. We all know this. And a lot of people who drink coffee on an empty stomach, okay, maybe that's a generalization. I have talked to a good amount of people who drink coffee on an empty stomach who experience acid reflux. Coffee is acidic, and we have talked about in a previous episode that Tatum and I did on how important pH balance in the body is. We don't want to be too acidic and we don't want to be way too alkaline. We want to be kind of somewhere in the middle because they both serve a purpose. When we are constantly pumping our body on an empty stomach with an acidic food, a lot of people experience acid reflux. Why might this be? One way that I kind of like to think about this, and this might just be me drawing my own conclusions, but it makes sense to me. Our stomach in the morning is like in its raw form. Nothing has gone into it. We are putting something acidic in it right off the bat. Of course it's going to be confused. Of course it's going to be inflamed and not feel good and give us something like acid reflux, or feel like I get almost like little bubbles in my stomach when I drink coffee on an empty stomach. We need to prime our digestive system with food, with bone broth. I'll give a bunch of examples below before we put something acidic in it so it doesn't damage our stomach lining and it is just more nourishing for our bodies. The other thing that I want to point out that is a little bit about our digestive system, but just about our health. When we first wake up, we're in a depleted state in multiple ways. We haven't had food or nourishment in our body for probably 8 or so hours. We also haven't had any hydration, minerals, or water. So if you're drinking coffee on an empty stomach, which is something that is one, a diuretic, dehydrating, and acidic, you're basically just starting the day, your digestive system and your body not having good nutrient foundation, not having good hydration to work on. So those are basically the main reasons. Our hormones is kind of the biggest one for me, even over the digestive system, because I just think that our hormones are so, so, so important. And I feel like my experience with coffee on an empty stomach is so powerful for me in regards to how many hormonal issues that I felt like I had because I was in such a stressed out state. So hormones, digestive system are really affected by coffee on an empty stomach. So now you might be wondering, what should you have before your coffee? The honestly simple answer is eat your freaking breakfast. Like, it is actually a sign of digestive dysfunction, and I learned this in my nutrition course, when we wake up and we're not hungry. If your metabolism is working properly, especially as a woman, your body should be hungry within an hour or so of waking up. And if it's not, that means that our digestive system isn't getting the cues to be hungry, and our metabolism and hormones also aren't knowing that they need nourishment. So that's just a quick thing to point out. If you're not hungry when you wake up or within the first hour, that's a sign that your body might need some more nourishment and you might need to take a look at your hormones and digestive system. Simply eat your breakfast before you have even a sip of coffee. You can do something, even if it's as little as having like raw milk yogurt or coconut yogurt, berries, nut butter, having a little bit of a smoothie. If you were like, I will not eat breakfast before my coffee, but I really don't want this to be an issue, I need something small, I'm just not hungry, my 2 suggestions are, one, to make gelatin gummies, I have the recipe on my Instagram, or 2, to have bone broth. Both of those are going to coat your gut lining, so we're priming our gut a little bit before we put something acidic in it, and they're full of nutrients and minerals to hydrate your body and kind of bring it into a relaxed state. good for your nervous system, good for your hormones, good for your digestive system. So simply try to have your breakfast full of fat, protein, fiber, greens, good fuel burning carbohydrates, just like a normal breakfast that I would recommend. But if you're like, that's simply just not gonna happen, try to make ahead gummies. Try to make ahead and plan out some smoothies. Try to have a cup of bone broth before. Getting something into your stomach is going to make such a difference. I promise if you are somebody who drinks coffee on an empty stomach and you try this for at least a week, you will notice a difference in the way that you feel and be able to be like, wait, that's not normal to have like that kind of jitteriness and feel like I'm in a fight or flight state all the time. So try that out. Simply just have some food before you drink your coffee. The other thing I want to talk about really quickly before we end this episode is the quality of coffee and what I put in my coffee, because I don't just have plain old coffee. I like doctor my coffee up so it has nutrients, minerals, fats, all the things. Quality of coffee. Coffee can be very, 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 to emphasize one more time, very toxic and not great for our body. Coffee is known to have mold grow on it. We know that mold is kind of a root cause of a lot of chronic illness and issues. Coffee can also be sprayed with chemicals. So we need to choose our coffee wisely. If you are getting a Starbucks coffee every day, I just hate to break the news that that's just not great for your body. If you are getting Dunkin' Donuts flavors, I think it's honestly hilarious that that's such a trend, because if I drink a Dunkin' Donuts coffee, I would feel like a bag of poop, like a literal bag of poop, because there's so much sugar, there's chemicals. The coffee is not high-sourced coffee. With everything, quality matters, and coffee especially, because it's something that we are literally drinking every day, sometimes multiple times a day. So what you should look for organic, look for fair trade. Make sure your coffee is tested for mold. You can find coffees that are organic. That means they're not sprayed with chemicals, but they could still not test for mold and there could still be mold lingering in them. So make sure organic, fair trade, tested for mold. My personal favorite coffee is Organo Coffee. It's king coffee. It basically has mushroom spores in it. So they mitigate the effects of caffeine, are super immune modulating, great for inflammation. That is the type of powdered instant coffee I drink. I like that it has mushrooms in it as well. I'm not sure a brand that is great that is just coffee beans. We can try to post about that because I know people sometimes just like straight up coffee beans. But in my Amazon storefront, I have coffee and coffee alternatives and a bunch of cool mushroom coffees, which I think are the best just because they're anti-inflammatory, they're great for your immune system, and they mitigate the effects of the negative effects of caffeine. So organic, fair trade, tested for mold. My favorite is mushroom coffee, and we will post those mushroom coffee options for you. My coffee recipe, I'm very strategic about my coffee recipe because I don't want just a bunch of acidicness going into my body. I want to have nutrients with my coffee. Even though I have breakfast that has nutrients in it, I still make my coffee nutrient dense. So I put some vanilla bean ghee for a good fat for my body, for my blood sugar, for my hormones. Our hormones' number one source of fuel is fat. So I put a scoop of vanilla bean ghee. You could do grass-fed butter. You could do regular ghee. Some people do MCT oil. I think a fat in your coffee, if your body can process it, is great. I put a scoop of gelatin, and we've talked a lot about how gelatin is very gut healing. It basically sticks to and heals our gut lining. So I put a scoop of that in. That is also a source of protein. And weird thing I do of the day, I also put an egg yolk. Yes, some people think that's freaking insane. Yes, some people think that you can contract salmonella and those type of things. I have some interesting views, and I think that it's really nutrient dense. Egg yolk is like so nutrient dense for our body, and so I think there can absolutely be a time and a place to put eggs in your coffee, and I do it. I will admit that I do it. I'm throwing myself under the bus for being a weirdo and putting egg in my coffee. So vanilla bean ghee, my mushroom coffee, gelatin, sometimes an egg yolk if I'm feeling crazy. But again, I will force myself to eat a full breakfast, whether I'm hungry, whether I'm not, or at least some gelatin gummies or bone broth before I'm having my coffee. So I hope that was helpful. I hope that was digestible. Again, coffee basically is just acidic, hard on our digestive system, and brings our body into a really stressed out state. So it's so simple. You don't need to cut coffee out. I actually think coffee has a place. If you are somebody who likes coffee, just start eating a meal before you drink your coffee and you will be chilling. Okay, that is all I have for you guys. Again, hope that was helpful, and we will see you next week.